Contemplating Time. Within this world, there are three stages of time: past, present, and future. Generally, we find it difficult to reside in the present moment because it is too painful, being filled with the harsh close-up of our seemingly overwhelming responsibilities. Also, inevitably, we suffer numerous miseries caused by others, by adverse weather conditions, or simply by our own minds. We usually imagine a happier situation further on in life than this current difficult one. So the mind reaches out to conceive a plan, a future dream, to escape this present unhappy condition. The mind's constant engagement is contemplation of how to manipulate the material situation to our own advantage, and how to exploit external resources for our personal satisfaction. The mind wants only to enjoy. All of us want to enjoy. It is our nature. Throughout our lives, we try to solve the mystery of not only just how this can be done, but also of how to enjoy at every moment. This is our constant struggle. The natures of the material mind and the spiritual soul are quite different. The mind is an instrument for reaching the soul. The soul has no desires to fulfill and is always joyful, whereas the mind is the opposite, being full of desires. Since, in this material state of consciousness, we tend to identify more with the mind than with the soul, we suffer frustration when these desires are not fulfilled. Only then, if we are fortunate, do we grasp the concept that there is a deeper truth. At this time, one turns inward towards the light of the soul.